Generational Alt Rock on KX93.5. I'm Tyler Russell. The morning show brought to you by LagunaBeach.com. We are always, of course, supporting local musicians. And I think, Justin Abrams, you have the record of the most times in studio with us on KX93.5. So congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's a big deal. I think maybe like the first month we started, you came in here.
Yeah.
And then consistently, like every quarter, you've showed up in our studio.
So have.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
We've seen many different phases of your life.
Definitely
of your have. Of your music, of your band. Beyond Conception is a band that we play from time to time in our local category, but now you're going as your own name, as Justin Abrams.
Yes.
So why the transition?
Basically just kind of, it's just the direction, I guess, kind of things were going as far as what I guess I wanted for myself as an individual musician, and it just kind of, I feel, made it a little easier to basically kind of put myself out there and kind of really not hide behind any kind of layers or kind of name or kind of like, you know, make any excuses for anyone else. Just kind of like take full responsibility and kind of, yeah.
You made it an individual sport where you have to blame only yourself for mistakes.
That is true.
And although, for successes.
That is true. But I do love and think it's extremely important, obviously, working with other people because that's, I mean, it's huge. So.
Right. Well, a lot of cool stuff is going on for you, and I'll mention right now you're playing a show tomorrow night at the Stillwater in Dana Point. You've been compared in this press release to Billy Joel and Elton John. That's kind of rad.
I think so.
Did you write that headline?
I did not, but that is pretty cool. That is pretty cool.
Yeah, that's awesome. The new single, I Want You Completely, with Justin, is going to play live for us, and we'll do the new recorded track, which you can find on iTunes under the name Justin Abrams. If you're comfortable, I want to talk a little bit about the album's, you know, birth and why it is and... You know, we talked about off the air how you never thought you'd write an Adele or Taylor Swift album about a breakup, but really it's that sort of stuff that inspires music, right? Do you want to talk about that a little bit?
No, definitely. I mean, honestly, this record was such a kind of roller coaster because I recorded it in two sections. The first time I went to Cleveland to record the first half, I was like completely madly like in love and in such a amazing, like a beginning point, you know, of a relationship. And then the second half, I basically went to go record it. I was an absolute train wreck trying to figure out how to get this girl back into my life, and she inspired it in so many different, you know, different things and different I guess emotions and sounds and songs that I'd never thought I was even capable of. So
is it really like the first half is super positive and the second half is kind of not?
Ironically, not exactly.
There
was actually a couple songs in the first group of songs it was like really kind of challenging and kind of like, you know, like representing struggle, and
right.
And in the second half, there was a couple love songs, so that made it extremely challenging, I think, to go in there and try and have this mindset of, like, I'm singing this song as if I'm still, you know, feeling the day that I wrote it, you know, like, still in love with her.
Sure.
And be able to kind of put myself in that place, even though deep down I'm kind of, you know, I'm still kind of a train wreck because I'm still in love with this girl, basically.
Justin, by the way, is very open with us on the radio, and that's what we love about him. And I do pick his brain. I turn into, like, psychiatrist Tyler on the radio station. But if we do listen to the full thing through and through, do we get to feel that roller coaster with you, you think, a little bit?
Definitely. I think that's, like, one thing I've been kind of... It's been a challenge to actually figure out the order of the songs for the album because I mean, it's really important, and I want to kind of, I guess, the best represent this kind of cohesive, I guess, course through this relationship, basically, through the good, through the bad, because it's basically, I'm putting it all out there from the moment it started to kind of where it stands now, and it's very, it hits very close to home.
There's a really great independent musical. It's called The Last 5 Years. Have you ever heard of it?
I've not.
It's the story of a man and a woman's 5-year relationship, but it's told backwards through the man's perspective and forwards through the woman's perspective, and they coincide in the middle. And the way that they choose the order of the songs is fascinating. So I implore you to listen to that, to choose the order, because it's not out yet, right? The album comes out soon.
No, it's not. Yeah, I've not set a release date, but coming out soon.
And the cover art should be done?
The cover art's done.
Okay.
just figuring out a little bit more with the design and mastering and pressing and whatnot.
So. Cool. So again, Justin Abrams in studio. He's playing tomorrow night at Stillwater down in Dana Point, which is a place that we're partnering with now. We're doing Monday Night Football and stuff with them. So. Cool that you're going down there. And then way awesome, you're playing with America in October.
Yeah.
Like Horse With No Name America.
Oh, yeah.
Which is super cool. How did you get that hookup?
We actually played with them last year, and the show went really well, got a great response, and they invited us to come back. And so here we are. It's
Why not?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's really cool, man. So the song I Want You Completely, where does that fall on your spectrum of love or love lost?
This was one of the more challenging songs that I actually recorded in the first group.
Okay.
It was basically just begging her to kind of let go of a situation that I thought would have helped, you know, benefit us and allow us to move forward. And it was still a sensitive subject. So I guess the song is still very, powerful.
Okay. Well, I challenge listeners to picture this very emotional man when you're listening to the music right now. His name is Justin Abrams. You're really going to like him if you haven't heard him the other two times he's been on the show with us. But when you're ready, man, you want to do I Want You Completely Live for us?
Sounds good.
All right, go for it.
Words move still. I met you on the corner of those watered down hills, girl. The lake stood still. I couldn't find covers to cover these chills. Oh, and oh, I want you. I want you completely. And oh, I want you. I want you completely, babe. Time to let go. You can't hold on to someone else's chains. It's time to let go. You can't hold on to someone else's chains. Your dress unzipped, all I feel is your fingertips. Your eyes, they pierce my soul. I'm seeing in a way never seen before. And oh, I want you. I want you completely. And oh, I want you. I want you completely, baby. It's time to let go. You can't hold on to someone else's chains. It's time to let go. You can't hold on to someone else's chains.
Yeah, man. Nice job. It's only solo thank clapping you. Audience in here, but very well done. The sun shining in our colored windows and Justin Abrams acoustic live in our studio. It's a good morning, you know?
I don't think you're having me.
He's playing tomorrow at the Stillwater over in Dana Point. Oh, do you want to talk about who you're playing with tomorrow?
Yes. I'm playing with my good friend, Erland. He, him and I actually met in high school, and we used to jam back in the day. And now he has his band. He's released this new album, and I was lucky enough to see him play in Minneapolis while I was living there earlier with this girl, and he was absolutely just he blew me away. I mean, not only just the quality of the songs, but the chemistry between him and his band members, it really this is something that you don't see too often, and I'm really just looking forward to being able to play this live show with him. So it's good to be connecting with him again.
Very cool. So that's tomorrow night at the Stillwater in Dana Point. Also with America on October 12th at Coach House. Although tickets are expensive, they sell quickly.
Yes.
So if you want to go to that America show and see Justin as well, thecoachhouse.com would be the place to do that. So now we're going to play I Want You Completely, the recorded version.
Yes.
Which you can get on iTunes by searching for your name, right? Justin Abrams.
Yep.
By the way, my interpretation, the first time I really sat down and really listened to that song, by the way, and like listened to the words, I sensed that she, and let me do my psychologist thing right here, she was not fully escaping past connections.
Yes.
Boom! I'm good at song interpretation. See if you agree with me as you listen to this again. Thank you so much, man, as always, for coming in with us.
Thank you for having me.
And we hope people can catch you tomorrow night in Dana Point. Here again is Justin Abrams with the recorded version of I Want You Completely on KX93.5.
Your words move still. I met you on the corner of those watered-down hills, girl. The lake stood still. I couldn't find covers to cover these chills. Oh, and oh, I want you. I want you completely. And oh, I want you. I want you completely, baby. It's time to let go. You can't hold on to someone else's chains. It's time to let go. You can't hold on to someone else's chains. Your dress unzipped, and all I feel is your fingertips. Your eyes, they pierce my soul. I'm seeing in a way never seen before. No, no, I want you completely. No, I want you. I want you completely, babe. It's time to let go. You can't hold on to someone else's chains. It's time to let go. You can't hold on to someone else's chains.
Local music now. KX 93.5 Lagoon.